he spoke. Once in Prayag, during the month of Magh, when there was Magh Mela, Kumbh Mela, there was an assembly of sages headed by Srila Narada Muni. They all took their bath in the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. Then they went to the temple of Veni Madhava. They all sat before the deity. And each of these great sages were praising each other. One said to the other, "You are the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy." And the other looked at another and said, "You have received the ultimate mercy of Lord Krishna." And another said, "You are the truest devotee of the Lord. How Krishna has showered his mercy on you." At that time, a Brahmin arrived at the Dashashvamedha Ghat. He was the leader of the Brahmin community in that area. He appeared with a large following of very pious and saintly people. There the Brahmin, with his own hands, he purified the area. Then he built a little altar, actually a very nice altar, and with mud he made a canopy over the altar. He then took his Shalagram Shila and placed it within that altar on a golden throne. He offered puja. He offered bhoga. He offered new cloths and ornaments. Then he offered arti. And then he began singing and dancing while chanting the holy names of God. After the ceremony was complete, he went to all the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. First he honored them. Then he washed their feet. Then he drank the water that washed the feet of the devotees and also sprinkled it on his head. He then offered sumptuous prasad to the devotees and offered arti to each and every one of them. After this was complete, he called all other people and fed them sumptuous prasad. And after that, he fed everyone, including the cows, the cats, the dogs, the birds, and each and every single little insect. He personally distributed to them Krishna's prasad. After this wonderful ceremony, he put his Shalagram Shila, Vishnu, to rest. When Narada Muni saw this, sitting in the assembly of sages, he immediately leaped up and he started calling out, "This devotee is most dear! This devotee is most dear! This devotee is most dear to Krishna!" He approached the Brahmin and he said, "You are truly the one who has received the greatest mercy of Sri Krishna. Because I can see that you exclusively offer everything, your body, mind, words, and life for the pleasure of Krishna." When this Brahmin heard this, he put his head down in great shame. He said, "What signs of mercy do you see in me? I'm a wretched, fallen soul. What do I have? How much charity in Krishna's service can I give? How much opulence do I have? How much service can I offer? I'm insignificant. But in the southern country, there is a great king. tens and thousands of saintly beggars from all over the country and all over the world come to live in his kingdom. He feeds all the pilgrims. He has beautiful temples all over his kingdom. And in each and every one of the temples, every day of the year, there's a glorious festival. You go and you see this king. You see where his temple, where he does his worship. What kind of puja, what kind of worship, what kind of sadhu sangam. This king, because he keeps everyone in such a festive atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, there is no sorrow to be found from any living entity in his entire kingdom. He arranges prasad for every citizen every day. And all the citizens of the kingdom, they feel just like they are his own children, and he is their father because he loves them with that fatherly affection. Because of the spiritual devotional service that is going on, the earth provides every kind of fruit, every kind of vegetable, every kind of grain without even being plowed. This king is totally prideless. He takes the role of the menial servant of every living being. And most of all, with his family members, with his priests, with his ministers, with his friends, and with anyone else who wants, he is regularly engaging them all together in the Sankirtan of the Holy Name.